Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com and save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclasts, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
I kind of see a trifecta of intelligence that we need to deal with. We need to deal with Rassam and his history and understanding how he got the item and his whole deal. We need to deal with the Throne of Blood itself, understand any history about it, ways that we can neutralize it. Well, we already have that. And then our entry, of course, getting into Mosul is going to be rough. So
speaking to that last point, I think maybe the best cover to take for this situation would be maybe war relief efforts.
That's a good idea.
Posing as like, you know, aid to the area. That would give us leeway to cross in between, you know, allied forces that we know of and also into areas that, you know, cross the border. If we need to extradite into Mosul for any reason.
I have two thoughts about that. My first being being able to get transportation that would facilitate that, like a Red Cross vehicle or what have you. And then my only negative thought about that is that ISIL doesn't really necessarily give a shit if you're doesn't necessarily
a target.
Yeah.
Almost more. I'm of the idea of trying to get eyes on the ground before we even move. I mean, I don't know what we're allowed to requisition and what we're not, but as a drone pilot,
aerial reconnaissance
of where we're actually going, like having vision of where we plan on moving before we move there.
We also need to get a location on the entity.
Yeah.
I think the reports of the incidents, of course, is going to help us hopefully triangulate maybe some of its pattern.
There was one tagged location outside of Mosul proper. I'm not sure if that was the original. See if I can pop that open. Because it seemed like it was southwest, not southeast.
There's obviously got to be some chatter on the comms of some kind about this thing, given the state of what it's doing.
No, it's pretty south. 2316, that would have been the date. So the only tagged incident outside of city proper is it being initiated on the 23rd. My guess is that is Rassam's property.
Yep.
Everything else has been inside the city. And they're not giving time frames.
So generally, we're probably going to have to be inside they are. Mosul.
2116. Mm-hmm. Counterintelligence by ISIL. Okay. 2116, 2357, zero. So all of these citywide patrols. Wait, seven members were found flayed. Two sons could not be located despite. So the majority of these times are night or being found early in the morning.
Well, we did hear from our briefing that it has a vulnerability to light.
Supposedly. Yeah. So something to keep in mind, especially if it's moving within the city itself.
And it seems like all the ones that are missing are male. It's always sons.
Mm. Good call out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting.
One interesting pattern I'm seeing is just the missing victims
versus the flayed ones.
Mm-hmm.
All the victims are male, though.
I don't know. It does say eight members of, you know, the Nasser family. It doesn't necessarily say that those eight members were all male.
I don't know. Rassam's place is, we don't even have to go near Mosul to get there.
No.
I think it's pretty clear this thing is in Mosul.
Yeah, it's moved into there.
Maybe once we learn, I think going into Mosul should be avoided if possible.
What's the
just because the ISIL threat, but we could find some way to draw it out.
What's the dimensions on that stopper? How big is it?
Let me look. Like the amphora was fairly large.
Yeah.
Like it was not easily
moved. Like I wouldn't be surprised if that was like a foot. Radius.
Yeah.
Not necessarily radius.
But. I would guess 6 to 8 inches diameter.
Okay.
If it's similar to other amphora that I've seen.
I think ultimately we're going to come down to two decisions. Whether or not we set a trap or we go on a hunt.
I imagine one of those is going to be a little bit easier than the other.
Yeah. And we need to figure out what the right bait is.
I would imagine that the stopper is, like you said, 12 inches in diameter. I mean, you would think that easily the amphora weighs several hundred pounds, if not more. Like, I'm seeing a number of descriptions. I don't know what you could deduce from not physically seeing it, but it was large enough that you're like, holy shit, that's probably, it's like, you know how folks have like those stone lions in their yard and you're like, oh, that's not very big, and you're like, holy crap, this is a giant chunk of concrete.
Yeah.
You get the sense that it's like that.
Need a car to move it.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, it's not something you're gonna like pick up and put in a wheelbarrow and just move around the yard yourself.
Okay, so what are the covers that we were given?
Okay, I can talk about that. Where did that go?
It looks like on the breakdown of the ISIL organization chart,
mm-hmm.
our covers are connected to Amn al-Askari special operations, al-Hizba and al-Kansa brigade.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
The al-Kansa is an all-female brigade. He's trying to get you into al-Hizba. It's going to take time to get those. You don't have those yet. The covers you do have are to move within the U.S. intelligence community. So every character has two covers. One as sort of a low-level foreign service officer from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. It's going to be on a particular field of interest to the United States: immigration, infrastructure, energy, so on. It's a very obvious I'm a spy cover, and everyone you talk to, if you use it, will presume that that's the case.
Right.
The other is that you're a civilian consultant working under contract with the Department of State or the Department of Defense. So academic, science, stuff like that. These don't necessarily need to match your background at all, but it's a more legitimate cover as opposed to the obvious I'm a spy cover. So basically everybody has a, I'm totally here to help rebuild Iraq. And they know you're a spy, or I work for the Department of Defense in this academic or this scientific field, and it's more legitimate.
I'm with Halliburton.
Right. Correct.
I was appointed by good old Dick himself.
Wrong occupation. You're a little late.
Yeah. No.
So yes, everybody has those two covers. The colonel said he's going to work, like I said, on covers specifically for Al-Hizba, but it's going to take him time, like days and weeks time, not I'm going to have it in 5 minutes time.
Okay, so the time frame that he was talking about, he's expecting days or weeks. He's not expecting
48 hours to have it.
Right.
Correct. Yes. This is an active war zone. You have no insight. You're infiltrating an incredibly dense, cloistered population. Like, it's not going to be something he can just drop you in with any old piece of paper. This investigation could easily take weeks. Like, just making contacts and setting up a network would take days.
Okay.
We might pass several days in a matter of moments, or we might spend, you know, a whole session on 3 hours. So,
right.
Kind of depends on what you guys want to do. Because, like, making contacts is going to be challenging. It also depends on what fun you get out of that. If you want to play the spycraft game, we can get into some really unique spycraft stuff. If that's not the way we want to play, then we'll play differently. I like to at least give it a chance.
Yeah.
Question for the academics. How would we go about locating this manuscript that Rasad was trying to find, this Winds of the Unknown to Assad?
Good thought. I can reach out to some friends, both at Harvard, where I studied, and I'm also interested in reaching out to people who knew Rassam at Cambridge to see, get their sense of him and his work there. But yeah, I can reach out to some friends and acquaintances. And then in game, how do I do that, Cody? Do I just like
you roll? Could do historical research?
Just like.
You what could do a history roll. You could do a history roll that can take up to, say, like 1d4 or 1d6 days, and that's what that character does from April 1st to April 7th.
Yeah, I think that would be a great use of time for my character, probably Susan, too.
Question.
Yes.
Since I failed my sand roll from watching the digital video.
Correct.
If I rewatch the digital video, do I have to make another sand roll?
You do not. No. You've
lost the max. The damage is done, sir. Congratulations.
Susan needs to go back to the video to try and reference what she thought she saw or didn't understand.
Correct. The videographer actually gave you a great shot of the amphora.
Yeah.
By making a critical roll.
Hey, that was me.
And you remember that there is you realize that there is an Assyrian transcription on the front of the amphora that you can clearly translate. You don't need to go there. Where the fuck is that?
Yay, crit rolls.
I agree. Excellent. I saw the opportunity.
Work, I need fleeting luck for that, please.
You are not... Your character who died couldn't read it, but the video survived. Jeff, it appears to be, Susan translates this. This appears to be sort of a, not quite a poem, but sort of a poem.
Is this something I need to write down word for word?
Yes.
Okay.
So for the podcast, assuming everybody's got that now, Jeff, I waited on your pencil to stop moving each time.
No, I appreciate it.
So, in Akkadian, on the outside of the amphora, that was picked up very brilliantly in the footage, very clear, it states, the father of war waits, hungry to lick the skin from the world. War his endless gift, blood his endless price, free him and pay.
In this, there seems to be a sense of escalation. things are getting worse. From what we saw with the limited intelligence that we have, does there seem to be an escalation in casualties, or is it pretty consistent? One thing that makes me worry, having encountered things like this before, is that these entities tend to recruit and in order to escalate. and so my concern with these missing people is that it is recruiting in some way, or turning things into itself to help spread this plague, whatever it may be.
It's little lick babies.
Yes.
God.
Well, licking the skin from the world sounds like what we're finding in Mosul. So do you want to make that history roll, or do you want me to? I don't know where your history's at.
I don't know. Would there, could we both do it?
That's what I'm not sure. If he wants one of us to do it, do you want to do it, or do you
I don't mind. We can metagame it. I'm at I'm 60%.
I'm interested to see what kind of incidents we've gotten since the...
Okay, mine's at 80.
Yeah, let's... So, if it comes down to it, because I'm just... it's just my degree. You're actually a professor, right?
Yeah, professor
of Harvard. That makes more sense.
Okay. Can you see why we decided those two were extremely important to make sure that we had...
Good call. Very good.
So, we've only got 6 days worth of data. Six.
Right.
And it's not... I mean, the first day we had three total deaths. The second day, or I should say night, one was found catatonic. They doubled the curfews. Then seven members of the Ramal family were found flayed. Two couldn't be located. So that's five in that one instance. So six total. And then the next day, one... And three of the patrol were missing, so four affected. Then the Halim family were found, same, within 6 hours of each other, skinned. Total six dead, one missing. So we're looking at 10 already. I mean, and then another eight skinned, same 24-hour period.
See, these aren't indiscriminate targetings. I mean, I wonder if these families have anything in common.
Yep. Switch them to mine for me, too.
It's being very direct and efficient.
So I'm going to start making a list of things that we're questioning and that we want to look into. We want to look in academia for the, what's it called? The winds unknown to a god.
Yeah. And then I'd say just in general, and in any information that we can get about the item itself too. Might as well throw a wide net.
Yeah, keywords. What was it? What was its name?
Throne of Blood.
The Father of Father War. Of War.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, Father Both. Of War. Throne of Blood.
Amphora.
The Winds of the Unknown to Adad.
That glyph, was it in Acadia, or was it something?
It was the Elder Sign.
It was just something unknown.
Yeah, it was hypergeometry.
Fucking magic.
I guess.
Shut up, Sloan.
Would the program know what the Elder Sign is, though?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say.
They just try and codify it in a way that doesn't make it sound like magic.
Got ya.
Science we don't understand.
Exactly. It's just it's just mathematics that we don't understand yet.
I got a pretty good score in mathematics. Shit don't look like mathematics to me.
We want to look for connections between the families that were hit.
And I think while we're on that track and thinking about that, we also need to think about the missing people and trying to follow up.
Sacrificial sons in history.
And we do have, along those lines, do we have survivors or people who are catatonic? We should maybe prioritize. Speaking with them.
I don't know that
we're gonna be able to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it did say that there were three that were in a hospital, transported to Alcanza Hospital. Three others escaped with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
That might be our end right there.
Mm-hmm. That might not be a bad one, at least for that cover that we discussed.
Yep.
Getting confirmation of female victims might be a good idea. And if there are female victims, were they survivors or deaths? There's also the Mosul University plug. 7 ISIL fighters were found skinned on the campus of Mosul University. 2 vanished, 2 were injured and transported to the Akanza hospital. So academics posing, that would be potential for a call to Rassam's people. Mm-hmm. Getting ends at the Mosul University, since that's where he taught, if I remember correctly, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. He taught there for 30 time. Years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You were asking about an increase in violence.
An escalation.
In escalation. And the last entry on that list is an intense firefight took place east of Sinaia district in the demolished ruins of Nineveh. Police and military units were ordered out of the area by the head of Am al-Dawla, ISIL counterintelligence in Mosul, Ahmed al-Jabiri.
No confirmation of victims necessary to what we're talking about, but an obvious pulling out.
An incident where the fighting was so bad that the police and military were pulled.
Yeah. Is there a breakdown on a map of where that's located? And can we coordinate it with the map that we've actually got for incidents?
I don't have a breakdown of what districts are what.
For that?
Some of that stuff, once you get on site, you'll be able to do a little better. I'm presuming this is all happening while you're in the plane and kind of cross-talking.
I just meant, like, can I make a significant roll to get a better understanding of the breakdown of the city and where exactly that location is?
Which one?
That last location. That district. I can try and
get you a map.
30 March 2016. There's a map in Discord that tells where the incidents took place.
I know, but there's not enough.
The one that happened on March 30th is right there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. So basically, kind of like
It looks like the first one that happened started out in the direction of Rassam's area, but then it bounces.
Well, it's 20. If you look at the date, it's 23. The only thing that happens on March 23 is the incident in the video.
Right. And then the 24th is on the south side of the city.
Gotcha.
Where it's coming in. But then it goes straight up and then starts bouncing.
When we got to figure out why this entity is going to the places it's going to.
Right. I was just having the same thought. You'd think based on the entity's goals or drive, it would be drawn to direct conflict in the south or the east, but it's drawn to the city.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, we don't have proof of where the conflict is. Is it outside the city? Is it on the city right. border?
But we have narrowed a time frame. Obviously, we know because of its vulnerability to light, supposedly, that
the majority of activity is in where you would consider non-daylight hours.
Correct. I think there's definitely more information to be found about the connection with the families that it's targeting, probably.
Yeah. While we're on the plane, is that something that we can start looking up?
Probably not easily. You probably don't have access to a lot of digital resources, per se. I don't know how well. I don't know if you're taking a chopper. I don't know if you're taking a flight.
Germany to Iraq?
It would be a
fucking plane.
Yeah.
It'd be a rough check.
I paid for in-flight Wi-Fi. What the fuck is going on here?
Well, I mean,
stewardess, it's a plane from a military base and to a military base.
Yeah, this
it's not a passenger.
This flight. Is a single aisle.
It was a joke.
Okay.
It does obviously take you some time to get there, I think it's midday on the 2nd. You finally get arranged, get where you're supposed to go. Let's make a couple of bureaucracy rolls. You're sort of challenged to get where you're supposed to go, coming off the Air Force base, or coming off the plane, going through the base. A couple of people are asking, who are you? Where do you belong? Show me your papers. Papers, please. What we got? Everybody can toss one, just see what kind of rolls we get.
20
failed.
28 under 50.
Okay.
98 over 50.
Perfect.
13 under 40.
Okay.
19 under 40.
Okay.
Y'all suck.
Sure we do, boss. Sure we
do. They hassle you a little bit. 98's a really good roll. Let's make sure we make a note of that.
I like how it's the army major is the only one who failed the fucking roll.
What do you mean you need to see my papers?
Get your hands off me.
I'm making a scene.
I was going to say, aren't you the one with the briefcase handcuffed to you? But you're not.
I'm not.
No, I have, yeah, I have one of the cases, but not that one.
Not the important one. Or red herring one. We'll find out.
You get the sense that even though this is a, even though Kirkuk is ostensibly a U.S. Air Force base, the city is controlled by the Peshmerga. Kurdish forces are everywhere. They're the grounds crew. They're the ones challenging you. It's kind of, in a lot of ways, their base. You'd imagine that there are only a couple hundred Americans on this base. American forces. You can see some pilots, some of the guards that challenge you. You know what I mean? But you are surrounded by folks native to Iraq.
Couple hundred Americans, all the big guns, and all the aircraft are the Americans.
Yep.
But after a while, after you sort of move around, you can kind of get the sense that people are, you know, you get directed to a series of trailers. They're just trailers parked in an open part of desert, you know. You have one of the logistical personnel assign you a mobile office trailer. You go in, it has five or six desks, some cheap office chairs, a conference table, a sand table, a file cabinet, four encrypted satellite phones, two whiteboards, two corkboards, a printer, and a heavy case of paper and office supplies. There's a door that leads to the back half of the trailer, which is a sleeping area with cots and a tiny bathroom. The trailer's windows have blinds, and air conditioner is mounted on the roof.
Is there secured storage on the base?
What do you mean by secured storage?
I mean, is there secured storage available to us?
Who are you asking?
The person who is taking us.
Well, what do you need secured storage for?
Classified shit?
I would recommend you keep your classified shit to your classified self. Do you have any idea where the fuck we are?
On a military base.
Yeah, operated by Kurds and Iraqis.
That's all you gotta say.
He like looks around and raises his hands. It's their operation. I just have to run the logistics around here.
That's why I'm coming to you with logistics questions.
This filing cabinet drawer is really hard to open.
He's like, click, 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 click. He's like, no, you gotta push the top one in, and then it. Oh shit.
Well, logistics officer, can you provide us with some padlocks and a single set of keys?
Yeah, no, it is a secured trailer. Just as secured as any other trailer is.
Okay.
It's a relatively nice trailer, all things considered. The AC doesn't seem to work in the right half. It's like really cold in one part, but doesn't blow to the rest of the trailer.
No, I was just curious whether we were going to have to carry this case with the stopper and the thermite around with us everywhere, or
if you could leave it somewhere where I could have narrative control of it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Right. No. That's 100% your choice.
What was that code again?
8081.
Yeah.
4269
will never let me forget that 808 bump. Right.
I was gonna go Kanye, but.
Yeah,
you can pick whoever you want. 808s and heartbreaks, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool. So I want to take a look at the satellite phones.
They are encrypted satellite phones. They appear to be the nicest thing here.
Okay.
Pass them out. Make sure everybody's got everybody's numbers.
Well, there's four of them. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually plant bugs on all four of them so I can monitor cell traffic through all of them. So,
would you like to make some sort of electronics roll for that?
Sure.
What is that? Probably.
Are you sure you want to make those electronics rolls?
I mean, I have that equipment. So bug detector, radio transmitting, bug microphones, portable ISMI catcher for cell surveillance.
But do you have the role for the electronics portion?
I would assume so.
You might be assuming incorrectly.
Yeah, signal, I guess.
You might be assuming not into the mic.
Or do you want the guy with the microelectronics role to make that role?
Is it Kraft microelectronics?
It is.
Okay.
It would be under Kraft. Kraft. And I almost guarantee you don't have it.
50% electronics.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to assist you.
Not quite how assist rolls work, but
I know. Didn't make mine either.
How do you open the thing? I don't understand.
Had some short outs.
Yeah, there
we go. Yeah, but that's not really something we would have to roll for, is it?
I want to give Cody.
We're not under duress. We're not.
No, I'm not sure why they're rolling in the first place. But I'm going to let them roll if they'd like to, Jeff.
We're amusing ourselves.
100%.
So we bug our phones like the Major wants. Why are we bugging our phones, Major?
I would love to get into this hospital so we can get some intel on these survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then also get into Mosul and maybe monitor some activity in there.
Agreed.
How are you wanting these bugs to function?
Are they just recording what's being said through the phone, or are they ambient?
Ambient.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Location based.
Drain the shit out of that battery.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised.
Daniel has bugged us right now. So in addition to the cash, you would also find sort of generic equipment that may be listed on your character sheets, things that would make sense for you to have. You also can attempt to requisition things through the requisition rules. You can also get certain gear based on skill rolls as well. So if there's something you're looking for that could easily be requisitioned.
Yeah, drone. I think
requisition stuff is in here.
Yeah, your drone for aerial surveillance.
And it's also based on category as well. So there's like, I think they're broken down based on what I'm reading here and what I remember from the book in there. They're like bureaucratic equipment, field equipment, medical equipment, research equipment, tactical equipment, technical equipment, trade craft equipment. So essentially you make the roll based on the roughly relevant skill.
Why is there not a requisition in the appendix?
Maybe equipment? Supplies?
So in addition to trying to requisition a drone, we also need to have really good cover for getting into the hospital.
Official requisition.
Why? What is our reason? What is our official reason for going to the hospital?
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of war casualties. So, I mean, we could just be relief staff.
True.
The gal who's the case officer.
Yep.
She may be very good at creating contacts within the hospital.
What am I looking for that?
Well, in her description, she's described as somebody who builds information networks.
Spy on their own country. Mm.
And humans.
I don't like the way this sounds.
You've never had to do that before, have you?
No.
No, an
official investigation means oversight and a paper trail. In the best case scenario, the cover investigation itself is highly classified and its details and funding sources are beyond the reach of ordinary auditors. But whether that's the case is always up to the handler, who in this case is always a dick.
The other thing that you really need to look at is if you look at the requisition expenses, the little triangles, it also depends on what you're trying to requisition. Yeah. So, you know, a standard requisition expense probably is no big deal.
Yeah.
But then you start looking at the equipment and going, well, what is what? You know what I mean? So you can see an advanced drone, Schroeder, is an unusual expense. A military grade drone is an extreme expense.
Well, we don't need anything weaponized.
No.
It's not going to help anyway.
So just kind of thinking about that in terms of requisitions. And yes, part of what the packet contains is the packet contains contacts you can begin to work in the U.S. intelligence community. So that's definitely something that she could do. Obviously, there's history. You guys could sit down and just bang away at computers and start doing research that way.
Yep.
But this is kind of where we kind of have to decide what we want to do. And some of it we can do now. Some of it is going to take time. And we're going to have to kind of keep track of like what people are doing and for how many days.
I'm not seeing anything drone related.
Well, it's on my PDF. So it's on your page. It's on surveillance, page 101.
Yeah, I'm not looking for anything more than an advanced drone, I think. Or a basic open market drone.
Let's just go to the electronics store, pick up a DJI.
It's going to shock you, but you're talking to someone who likes piloting drones.
I'm a dude that's got a drone sitting in my bedroom. It's a little bit of a different drone, but yeah. I mean, would you think I would need anything more than a basic open market drone?
Here, I'll card you.
You're carding me? Is this your drone piloting's license?
Yep. Official commercial pilot.
Nice.
It really is a spook. Oh, I want, you know, I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it.
You know who else I learned from? Like things like making napalm and setting things on fire and blowing stuff up. And
I have no knowledge of those events.
Are you how he got his ATF clearance?
Dude, that's so dope.
Oh, that's right. I am on an ATF list.
Yeah.
It's not because of you.
I mean, would you think we would need anything other than a basic drone?
I mean, what are you planning on doing with it?
I just get overhead
aerial surveillance of the home site. Well, right?
Okay. Yeah. A warning. Did you watch Mosul?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, flying everything inner city. We'll
exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a target.
Yeah, of course.
But out in the country, in the rural area,
yes,
correct. It all depends on what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, the goal of it is to get operational intelligence of when and where we can move, either if we're working to try and find a way to penetrate into the city.
Yeah,
or like be able to see.
You also, Rassam's, you know, you guys place. Could see about, you know, getting a satellite to take pictures for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could requisition some time at least. Yeah.
Like that's the thing that's going to be very hard and complicated about this game is that it has to almost be played as a chess match.
Yeah.
Like you have to kind of think about what you're going to do and what you like. And that's almost how I picture each session ending. This character is going to do this. And then I'll look up how we need to do all of that and then say, okay, you're out for 6 days. So from now till it's April 2nd now. So from now until April 9th, you're making contacts or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
And then when we accelerate the timeline to April 9th, then I'll be able to give you all that information and maybe act on it.
My goal is to find as many real time, like intelligence options as possible.
And some of that stuff, like I said, can be, do you want to make, kind of like he suggested, do you want to make contacts?
Major Mary Olson wants to use Jennifer Jorsarizi's contacts to try to infiltrate this hospital posing as a relief nurse.
Okay.
To, one, make contact and try to get intel from the survivors from the attack, and two, to possibly intercept cellular signal from the area to see if I can pick up any chatter about the entity.
Sure. You're going to get a lot of technological information from, or potential technological information from the U.S. intelligence community. You're probably going to get fuck all from inside Mosul.
Yeah. No, I think the drone is definitely good intelligence for the home site outside of Mosul. Mm-hmm. But yeah, possibly requisitioning the satellite time for specifically nighttime surveillance of the Mosul area.
We could also always reutilize the drone exactly like they did in Mosul if we need to. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not out of line.
I mean, we don't even know how this thing shows up. I mean, does it show up on thermals? Does it show up? Does it have any type of, we don't know. So.
Bless you.
Acquisitioning different kinds of camera to actually try and surveil the city at night. where the drone is less of an...
Well, I mean, it's an active war zone, so I guarantee you it's being surveilled. It's just
right, but like
whether or not we can get time.
But what I mean is like using it over Mosul at night without lights on it in the dark to be able to potentially capture imagery of the thing is also another option.
Mm-hmm. With the drone?
Yeah.
That might be a needle in a haystack situation, but maybe requisitioning satellite imagery of... Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Depends.
Or could we go... with this being an active war zone, I bet you money they got satellites
sitting over this right place. Now. Yeah.
Can we go back and look at the satellite imagery from these specific dates?
Yep. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got three targets, right?
Let's write that down. That's a good idea.
So we got our hospital. We got the university, which is our best lead into tracking down whatever that... What was that called?
The Winds of Unknown to Adad.
Yeah.
So, as well as contacts at Cambridge.
And then we've got the home site outside of Mosul. So
correct.
Those are our three intel points. But yeah, somehow finding a location on this entity. And then we've got to come up with a plan to contain it. It was obvious that Rasad wanted to get rid of it. And I think that was because of the escalating events in the region. He knew that things were going south. He knew that this escalation was going to happen. And this thing is feeding off conflict for some reason.
Feeding off or creating more of.
Yeah.
One other thing, Jeff, since you did talk about reviewing the footage, which I'm assuming some of you did, and now you have a secure place if you want to. You've got a conference table there. You know, you could set something up and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned intentionality. Whether or not this was intentional or just a massive coincidental fuck up. Just because it's been a while for you folks, when Tamir busted in, he did mention the name Dawood El Sayed of Al Hizba as being the person who had authorized the raid.
Mm.
That's so fair. If you're interested in that angle, there's something that you would get there.
I'm missing the significance of this.
So what tripped them up? What brought them there in the first place?
I thought it was all propaganda.
Well, but somebody ordered.
Why did somebody order them to Rasham's place? Like, why did we go to him specifically?
Yeah.
Who clued them into the fact that there was a bomb shelter that was built?
I only bring that up because Jeff specifically talked about Susan and Sloan sort of talked about that.
What was his name?
Dawood El Sayed. D-A-O-U-D.
D-A-O-U-D.
Of course, I flipped the page.
Right? Worst case scenario, it's on the Discord information or the... character sheets he provided us.
Correct.
In the first session. It's on there. He was our handler.
I believe that is correct, yes.
It's not a bad line to follow.
Other things that you might want to think about is that you did see statues, tablets, and books when that team went in to kill them in that basement. So there are other things theoretically there.
Okay, so we should actually check out the site.
In the room that the four was in.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So that meant nothing to the jihadis.
There were tons of other like antiquities that could be
heard. Correct. Reviewing that with...
it sounds like we may need to get on site.
The keen eye may be important as well.
Yeah. Which might be our easiest first stop, right, considering it's outside.
As opposed to the hospital.
Yeah.
So I think that El Rabini would be requisitioning a drone. Do you think we should try to go to the unusual level of an advanced drone?
Or is there somewhere in Kharkout that we could buy one? Because we have cash.
We do.
And that wouldn't be a super huge expense if we're not going super high tech.
No. $20,000-$30,000 for a reconnaissance drone. So...
Assuming you could find one, yes. And the other thing is, of course, like I said, some of this stuff you will be able to get. You are actually going after somebody, so it's not, you know, it's not terrible, but it still perhaps creates a role opportunity where some crazy shit could happen. So,
I mean, if anything, it's just going to give us a site to clear our path to get out there.
Exactly. So. That's the number one goal. Do we want to chance? I mean, we're in the middle of a war-torn country. Like, do we think that we're going to be able to find one to purchase for that amount of money?
Well, Mosul is what's the combat site, right? Kharkout is not.
Right, but isn't Kharkout essentially just an Air Force base?
No. Kharkout is a city.
Okay.
War is business.
But do we want to spend potentially a third of our money on that?
I mean, if we want it, it's probably the way we're going to have to get it.
I will say, you are a drone pilot, yes?
Yes.
Okay. I will, what is your skill?
It just says, special training drone pilot, skill or stat used, int. It doesn't have a specific skill.
You don't have a skill set for drone, for pilot drone?
No.
Just that he makes an int roll to do it.
Correct. My int is 80%.
So you're not actually a drone pilot then. You have the ability to pilot a drone.
Sure.
Okay. I'm just making it makes
a
difference.
I'm a crypto analyst.
Okay. So that's the thing, is that there are certain skills that if you have them, certain equipment becomes available to you.
Oh, okay.
You are not in fact a drone pilot, which I didn't think you were.
Yeah, I don't think we have a drone pilot character.
That's what I'm just saying.
We've had one before in other games, but
yeah,
it's under pilot drone.
Yeah. But my intelligence.
That would be something that's like listed under special training.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
So lockpicks and drone pilot are my special trainings.
So yeah, you would need to use the regular. There are some things in here that, like, there's basic gear that if it makes sense for your character to have based on your skill, you can have it, and it gives me some rules for that. But to me, if he's not actually a drone pilot, then he doesn't have a skill.
Right,
pilot drone. He just knows how to do it. He doesn't actually
have one.
Correct.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have thought to provide you with one. Now you can requisition one. Not a big deal.
I mean, that's something that wouldn't go against our cover.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here looking for somebody. We're trying to recon the area.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should try and requisition it before we go buy it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And I think simultaneously, while this is going on, our characters can make some rolls, some history rolls, or start doing some research. Mm-hmm. Some of the tippy-tap.
Are we doing all this before we head to Rassam's?
I mean, I'm sure we
can start.
We're going to have some time there at the base.
I mean, the goal is to have the drone so we have real life look at what's happening on the ground before we take off to Rassam's.
Right.
Yeah. Jennifer's going to take time, obviously, to get cover for the hospital. And if we're going to take a lead on the university to get you guys into the university, that's going to take time to get that cover associated. So we have time to hit Rassam's.
Correct.
I know Susan is going to do some research on the tablets that we were going to be looking for.
Yeah, so at this point, things start taking days of time, so that's where we really have to line everything up. So I don't want to hedge anybody in to anything until we know for sure what we're doing.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is this research going to take a week, and I'm not going to be able to go to Rassam's until that happens?
Correct. There will be situations like that.
Yeah.
You know, at a certain point, it's kind of like, do we want those characters to go to Rassam's anyway, or do we want to send, you know, Captain Dan?
If we're going there to examine
the academics, mm-hmm. I to Rassam's.
Absolutely you're, want them
you're
there.
100% right.
Yeah. It's also something to keep in mind, and I don't know that we've necessarily reiterated this recently, but I don't know if you guys have ever played any games like Civilization, where while you're taking your turn, other factions are taking their turns.
Yeah, yeah.
So things are going to be changing consistently.
Yep.
So just be aware of that as we're taking time to do things.
Yep.
Just something to keep in mind.
Correct. And that's one of the things that I really have to get straightened out in my head, too. So,
like, are there going to be DM turns between things that is recorded?
I mean, you are operating on a calendar. It would be safe to assume that I have a calendar. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a week? Is it going to be a month?
So we're sitting in the trailer at day one.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm saying before you go, but when I say, hey, it's 1d6 days, that's just something to think about. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's where, and that is part of the game. So avoiding that would be the opposite of what you need to do. But it's just a question of what do you want to do first? Do you want to establish contacts? Do you want to go on site? Do you want to plan? You can train. There's rules in here for training.
Yeah.
If you want Susan Hastings to pick up a gun and train with a Marine on base for the next 2 weeks so she can shoot an M4, like, sweet. There are rules for that.
Nice.
It's just a question of, is that what you need her to do? So that's where it's up to you guys to kind of like definitively say, here's what we're doing. I line up the timelines. But that it all correlates. If you have a drone, it opens up certain things. If she can shoot a gun, it opens up certain things. If you make solid contacts, you have certain things.
I will tell you, Susan Hastings is not good with the rifle she has.
I don't think technical sergeant is that great either.
One thing I would be interested to see if the tech sergeant could figure out, are there surveillance cameras in the city that are still intact in the areas where these incidents took place?
Mm. That's a good call.
And getting access to the infrastructure inside Mosul wouldn't be an easy task.
Yeah.
Not unless we were there.
Right. We could hit up some private businesses, perhaps, that might have security.
What do I got to do to requisition this drone, Grady?
It's a bureaucracy role. Let the man buy it.
it's a bureaucracy role. It's filing paperwork. It's more a question of how long it takes.
I would let Landry do it.
Okay,
because he's got a bureaucracy of like 70 or 80. Okay.
So that's just where I'm going to start taking notes. So
for who's doing what?
Yeah, that's like because timing is going to start mattering almost immediately.
Yeah, Nasser can spend his time doing that.
Okay, so we just need a bureaucracy roll. So it's April 1.
What's his score?
Bureaucracy of 70.
52 under 70.
Okay. Landry,
and he files that expense report.
April 1, Landry, bam. Requisition strong. So you don't know whether or not he's successful yet, but he's filed the paperwork. He feels pretty good about it.
Okay.
It doesn't take him forever, but it does take him part of the morning to file the right papers. Because I might literally create a spreadsheet so you guys can just see what people are doing and how much time it's taking. Mm-hmm. Depends on how much you guys want to get into this.
We're also having Jennifer check on her contacts for the hospital. See if we can provide cover for there.
That one's going to be way more complicated, so we'll stop at that one. This is an easy roll.
Okay.
So that's happening on the afternoon of April 1st. What else are we doing? Obviously, you need to build contacts because the whole question is like, who are you going to contact? There are a lot of players in this field.
So my character is actually a hacker.
That's why I wondered if he could get into the surveillance cameras. Yeah.
Based on your real world experience, how difficult is it to actually like remotely hack into a surveillance network?
Very. You would have to be there.
Okay.
Or you would need someone there.
Got ya. You would have to have a remote tap straight in.
Yeah. You got a hard line somewhere.
Gotcha. Because my character hack school networks, police networks.
Okay, so what about the movies where I see somebody go in, stick a thumb drive into the mainframe and...
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But again, that you got to have that somebody there.
Right. But that is also a contact that we could start working on.
That's what I'm saying. Where do you want to use your intelligence operators to contact and who do you want to contact? You know what I mean? That does.
And how many of those contacts are Iranian spies?
And you're trying to get to the surveillance footage for Mosul itself. So this we're talking about the police.
Yeah,
or we could target, you know, specific institutions. Like one of the group of murders happened at Mosul University.
Yeah.
And I know generally universities have a pretty robust security system. They might even store some of that.
That would be footage easier to
probably lower security.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine your creation of context there to begin with would be helpful.
So yeah, I'm not sure who Jennifer's actual assets are in the region, but it does list that she has assets.
I bet you Susan Hastings' cover story could get her at least into the university.
Mm-hmm. University where?
Mosul.
Mosul is completely under the control of ISIL.
Oh, okay.
Like, you could try.
Well, no, I was misunderstanding. I was thinking that there were sections of the city that were not.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. You are under complete control because Operation Conquest has just started.
Okay.
I think in real time, they fought Operation Conquest until like August. So like, you're preparing for a month's long siege at this point. So yep. Yeah, getting into Mosul is going to be extremely dangerous.
Okay.
even with cover that you don't have, it would be extremely dangerous. So you should definitely think about that. Now, other parts of Iraq, totally cool. So just to kind of to give you an idea of what's going to happen, like, so say you want to meet a source, you want to designate a source, you say, hey, I want to meet a contact. It's going to take like 1d4 days
just to meet,
just to arrange the meeting and decide where it's held and then work with them. And then it's going to take some sort of playing out, some sort of meeting for the request. And then it's going to take them a couple of days or more, depending on what the request is to do it.
So Mosul's a brick wall at this point. I mean, we can get to Rassam's place. I think we can. I think that's within our capability.
Yes, it's outside of Mosul
to collect intel. And maybe we're working this backwards. Maybe we try to figure out what this thing is attracted to and try to pull it out of Mosul.
But that's just kind of what I make sure to give you the scope before you all start running around and spend 2 weeks, 3 weeks going, wait, what the fuck are we doing? This game is kind of, like I said, it's very, very different from most other the Delta Green games, but it is an intriguing idea.
That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.
It is. I don't want to see no more.